Hollywood is indelibly printed in our minds as the go-to place for entertainment, and has been for decades. When there really did seem to be more stars in Hollywood than in heaven, Hollywood stage had them performing films as radio plays, on the sponsor's dime, of course. The Hollywood ringmaster himself, Cecil B. DeMille, unveils the treasures and the stars for you, right here.
Lux presents Hollywood. The Lux Radio Theater brings you William Powell and Teresa Wright in Shadow of a Doubt, and as our special guest, Miss America of 1943. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. Cecil B. DeMille.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. There are connoisseurs of paintings, of wines, of furniture, and of all the other fine arts, but none quite so violent in their opinions as the connoisseurs of mystery stories. And tonight we offer these discriminating critics a collector's item, a piece known to the whodunit fraternity as a Hitchcock, so-called because the director, Alfred Hitchcock, is a master of suspense. And the Universal picture, Shadow of a Doubt, is one of his triumphs. Tonight we bring it to you with William Powell and Teresa Wright in the starring roles. We borrowed Bill from the cast of Heavenly Body, the new Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture. Bill made the Thin Man famous and became one of the screen's most versatile sleuths. But this evening, instead of a detective, he... Well, just wait. Those who saw Teresa Wright on the screen as Mrs. Lou Gehrig and in tonight's play know how fine a performance they may expect from her. Just the fact that she plays a girl named Charlie is a hint of the surprises to come. And speaking of surprises, I imagine it would be a very unpleasant one if you dropped into a store to buy a few cakes of Lux toilet soap and were charged $300 or $400. I have a newspaper clipping here sent in by a listener. The paper quotes a missionary in China who says that over there, one cake of Lux may cost as much as $120 in Chinese money. Here, we take the little comforts of life for granted. But this newspaper should make all of us appreciate buying Lux toilet soap for just a few cents. Now, the footlights brighten and the curtain rises on Shadow of a Doubt, starring William Powell as Uncle Charlie and Teresa Wright as Charlotte.
Get any dope on him?
Yeah. He's living in a rooming house, 104 East Street, just outside of Newark.
What name is he using?
Spencer. The landlady says he's been there a week.
Did you ask to see him?
No, he wasn't in.
Okay, we'll try it this afternoon.
104 East Street, just outside of Newark, is a mean-looking wooden frame building on a mean-looking street. Upstairs in a shabby, cheerless room, a man lies across the iron bedstead. He's fully dressed, his hands clasped behind his head. Through half-closed eyes, he gazes steadily at the cracked ceiling above him. Then, hearing a step in the hall, his eyes close, and his face becomes an expressionless mask.
Mr. Spencer.
Yeah?
Mrs. Spencer, I hate to bother you, but I thought you'd like to know there were two men here asking for you. They were sorry you wasn't in. I said you wasn't.
Did they, say they'd be back?
They didn't say exactly. Maybe I should have let them in. Only you said not to disturb you.
Yes. Thank you, Mrs. Martin.
You look kind of tired to me. I think maybe you need a real rest, that's what I think.
Yes. I could stand a rest.
Those friends of yours told me not to say they'd called. Wanted to surprise you, but I thought you'd like to know.
Of course. And if they come back, let me show them up.
Yes.
You know, it's a funny thing. Very funny thing. Up to now, those two friends of mine have never seen me. Every time they've called, I've been out. Even at other places. Isn't that odd, Mrs. Martin?
Well, yes, it is odd.
Well, now I'll have to meet them, I suppose. I might even go to meet them. And then again, I may not. Not yet.
Well, you just go ahead with your nap.
Yes, thank you.
If you want anything, you just call.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?